Nothing on earth has value in the eyes of Allah. Nothing. A hadith I mentioned in the past, and I want to repeat it again because it is superb. It is superb. And let me give you an introduction to the hadith. You know, if you are to catch a flight, you drive to the airport, mashallah, you get to the airport, you jump onto the aircraft, and what happens thereafter, subhanallah, you take off. When you take off, you start noticing things becoming smaller and smaller, right? As they become smaller, you can barely see the cars and the buildings, and there comes a point when you cross 20,000 feet above sea level and you can barely see the buildings. And then you go beyond that to 40 and you can see nothing. But in that nothing that you can see, there is something. In that nothing that you can see, there are 50,000 people, each one thinking he's the boss. Each one having his own perfume and clothes and everything else and accessories. And each one having a motor vehicle and a house perhaps and family members and feelings. And each one having the eyes. Yet Allah says, you know what? If you look at that, you yourself cannot see it. That's how insignificant it is. The only thing you need to do is come a little bit lower and things become bigger for you. So Allah is the greatest and the highest. For Him, it's nothing. The hadith says, and this is the hadith I was introducing, if everyone from the beginning of creation to the end of creation were to ask Allah Almighty for every single thing he or she wanted, and Allah were to give you every single thing you ever wanted, it would not decrease from the kingdom of Allah except that which is equivalent to the water that is displaced from the ocean when a needle is dipped in for a moment. That's it. You dip a needle into the ocean. How much does it displace? Zero. Allah says, well, from the beginning of mankind to the end of mankind, if I were to give every one of you every single thing you ever wanted, it would not even displace that much of mine. How do you know? I can tell you today, we can understand it because of technology.